Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Good afternoon and happy Monday. This is the Early Edge in 5 powered by Sportsline. I'm Grace Remington. So happy to be back with you all. And I'm loving the energy in the chat already. Halliday, where'd you go? You said going to be a great week. I can feel the green check marks coming. Yes, they are. But you guys know what to do. Please like this video, subscribe to the Sportsline YouTube channel, or subscribe wherever you listen to us on your podcasts, and jump in the chat where it's always a party. Now, when we're done with this show, you know there's always more props on the way, more picks and props, and that is on CBS Sports HQ. A few of our cappers there tonight, Zach Simony and Mike McClure at 6 o'clock Eastern, Alan Bell and Larry Hartstein at 8 o'clock. You can watch on CBSSports.com/live, the CBS Sports app, Paramount Plus, and Pluto TV. So with that, let's bring in the crew tonight. We only got half of frickin' frack, but Alan Bell and Mike Barner here to make us all feel better. Specty with the big winner over the weekend, Woot Van Aert, in the big race. He's not feeling so well today, which means, Mikey B, you must lead us off because you are the most sane among us all here. It's only right. So please, where are you taking us today?
Well, I appreciate that. And I see Specty is in the chat, so hopefully he's feeling a little bit better. So let's see if I can start off with a couple of winners. You're going to see a common theme in this show today, and I'm going to start it off. So first, we're going to do Mickey Moniak over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 115 on DraftKings. He has at least 2 combined hits, runs, and RBIs in 11 of his last 14 starts. For the season, he's batting 326 with a 632 slugging percentage. And who is he facing? Luis Severino, who's been terrible for the Yankees. He has a 7.38 ERA and a 1.80 whip. I think the Angels are going to score plenty of runs in this game, and Moniak will be right in the middle of it. And then same prop, but we're going to do for Lane Thomas over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 140. Now, he has at least 2 combined hits, runs, and RBIs in 27 of his last 34 games. He crushes left-handed pitching. He is batting 374 with a 652 slugging percentage against lefties this season. And he's going to be facing a struggling one in Drew Smyly, who has a 6.75 ERA and a 1.91 whip over his last 8 starts.
All right. Love that Moniak one. I'm not one to follow trends, but he has gone over that prop in 7 straight games. And you mentioned Lane Thomas just crushes it against left-handed pitching. So thank you, Mikey B. Alan Bell, I wasn't going to say it, but someone in the chat did. I was fully expecting like a half dozen Braves picks from you today. But alas, we have a variety of hitters props. What you got for us?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so no Braves plays today. Now, Grace, first off, it is great to see your wonderful face back here again. And the first thing I thought when I saw you is that you're ready to gamble today. All right, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So we're going to start off here with Jack Sawinski. All right, that's right, Jack Swack of the Pirates. We're going to take him over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Now, understand, my screen looks like I'm on the surface of the sun. All right, so we're trying to adjust to that one. But Jack might put one on the surface of the sun today. Understand, though, he hasn't had really, let's just say, good at-bats. He hasn't had a hit 12 straight at-bats without one. That's why we're going to gamble. He is significantly overdue, and he has the perfect matchup today against Guardians. They're starting relief pitcher Xavion Curry in 22.1 innings pitched on the road this year. He has given up 25 hits, 10 earned runs, 4 home runs. This is the perfect time, for Jack Sawinski to drop a bomb. But we only need over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. I think he's going to get the job today. Second, J.D. Martinez of the Los Angeles Dodgers. All right. Oriole starter Grayson Rodriguez. He has an 11.14 ERA over his last 5 appearances, and he's given up 11 home runs in that span. Martinez, 20 bombs this season versus righties. And Martinez actually has more home runs on the road than he does at home. So we're going to take him over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs as well. And lastly, the human nuke himself, Rafael Devers of the Boston Red Sox. Same thing, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. A starter, Paul Blackburn, giving up 12 earned runs over his last 4 starts. Devers, he's hitting, EC, what do you think about this? 395 in July with 17 hits, 12 ribbies, and 9 runs scored, including he has a hit in 5 straight and 8 hits overall in 5 straight games.
Yeah, he cashed for you in the first at-bat yesterday. He went Yahtzee at Wrigley against Justin Steele, all-star Justin Steele. So, right, Devers trade. I actually looked at that, and I looked at, what was your second one? Not Moniak. Who was your
Lane
other
Thomas.
One? Lane Thomas. I was looking at the Cubs theme of Devers and Lane Thomas, but I'm glad you guys took those. So I have a couple.
Lane Thomas sounds like he plays for Virginia Tech. I'm just going to say that. I don't know why. It just sounds like he plays for Virginia Tech. Also, Grace, we're doing this today for, like you said, native son, Woot Van Aert. I do think that Woot got Speculator sick, which is why he's not on the show today. So I'm just going to say that one, even though his man Jasper did come through with a win for him. So there we go.
Dang, that's not a fair trade. Specty put all his belief behind this guy and got him sick instead.
Yep, that's what you do. Hey, when you ride cycling's bad boy, all right, Woot Van Aert, that's what happens.
That's probably what it feels. It probably feels like you get food poisoning after cycling that far.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe Specty does have the better end of the stick here. Okay. Thank you, AB, from the surface of Mars for those picks. Another thing I wanted to point out, those last two, JD Martinez, Rafael Devers, it always helps to pick guys who are on the road because you have that guaranteed ninth inning at bat. So just want to point that out for the folks again. Okay, EC, I was on vacation last week, so... Mm-hmm. Pardon my ignorance, but the chat has brought to my attention, you had a fun little Saturday.
It was not fun. I played golf in 100 and I think it was 116 or something like that. And we were debating on Friday's show whether I would actually make it all 18 holes. Well, I did. And actually shot 7 shots better on the back 9. Not sure how I pulled it off. So if you had on your bingo board that Spectre would miss Monday's show, but I would be here, I guess good for you, but hope you feel better, Specty. We miss you. All right, we got 3 picks here from Major League Baseball. Give it a try tonight. We're going to stick with the over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. Start with Henry Davis, the former number 1 overall pick of the Pittsburgh Pirates, -125 on DraftKings. He has 2 hits and 1 run in each game since the All-Star break. That's all I needed to see. Cleveland's going with a bullpen day. Who the heck knows who's going to pitch for them with Shane Bieber on the IL? The only problem is there might be some weather issues in Pittsburgh. Not sure if this game will actually happen, but if it does, I think Henry Davis cashes for us yet again. So let's roll with it at -125. Then we're going to stick with the game that Mikey B talked about, the Yankees and the Angels. Gleyber Torres over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs at -130. He has a hit in 7 straight games and 12 of his last 14. He has 2 plus hits and at least 1 run in his last 5 games, hitting leadoff for the Yankees, and the wind is blowing out in Anaheim. Not sure how much the difference that'll make, but I think he continues the hit streak against Griffin Canning. Let's hope he scores a run and cashes for us here. And then we're going to roll with the combined hits. It's not a parlay, but it kind of feels like one, right? The Marlins and Cardinals over 16.5 combined hits at -115. So you have Miles Michaelis, who pitched 3 innings the other day before the game got rained out on Friday. So he's back today. It's worse at home, giving up 57 hits and a little over 50 innings pitched at Busch Stadium. Jesus Luzardo is not so good on the road, giving up 50 hits and a little more than 42 road innings pitched. Sportsline simulation has us at 16.9 hits. Makes me feel a little bit better. But also, any game that Luis Arraez plays in, you know, a 5-for-5 can happen. So I'm going to roll with that. Let's take this over 16.5, which seems like a little too low for the Marlins and Cardinals today at -115.
All right. Thanks, EC. I noticed the undershirt is back. Did that come back at some point last week?
It did. I was hitting some tennis plays. Now, the All-Star game kind of messed me up, but I figured it had to bring back the undershirt. It's just good karma, I feel like. Especially
to be fair,
also when Mikey B is on the show, I have to bring back the undershirt, right?
You're looking good, EC. And I just want to say, I think maybe, you know, I've been finally, you know, people kindly say my background looks like the Hall of Fame. Maybe we could name AB's Heinz Field, because that is quite the shade of red.
That was solid, dude. Catch up.
All right. But to be fair, EC, the All-Star break catches a lot of people off guard. I'm just glad we're all back here together. And we're going to start this work week off with some winners, guys. So let's get to the recap screen here. Starting off with the Guardians-Pirates games. Henry Davis over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at minus 130. Then in the Yankees-Angels, Gleyber Torres over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at minus 125. And the Marlins-Cards over 16.5 combined hits at minus 115. Back to the Yankees-Angels, Mickey Maniak over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI for Mikey B. And Lane Thomas in the Nats-Cubs over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI minus 140. And AB bringing us home with Jack Sawinski over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI at minus 125 in the Guards Pirates game. JD Martinez over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI minus 140 in the Dodgers Orioles. And Rafael Devers over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI at minus 140. That one can be found in the Red Sox and A's. Jeez, that was a mouthful, guys. I think that was the most props we've ever had on this show. But hopefully we got a lot of winners out of them. Thanks for tuning in. The Early Edge will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. This crew will be back tomorrow at 4. Don't forget to watch the rest of our guys tonight on CBS Sports HQ at 6 and 8 Eastern. For Mikey B, AB, and EC, I'm Grace Remington. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you at the pay window.
CBS Tonight, TV's hottest show is Fire Country.
I'm not a hero. I'm in orange for a reason.
They're taking 12 months off your sentence. You're free.
Lady.
With a special epic season finale.
Now that I'm out, I need something to get me up in the morning.
You are a firefighter.
Used to be.
That will be unforgettable.
In the name of your life's happiness, go get your girl.
She's getting married tomorrow.
Says, when do you let anything get in the way of what you want?
The Fire Country season finale, tonight 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.